This is JIS News. Coming up, Ministry of Health to host National Cleanup Day in Spanish Town. Agriculture Ministry urges sugar sector stakeholders to tap into the Caricom market, and Lime Hole Road in St. Anne upgraded. The details after this message.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health, in partnership with several stakeholders, will embark on a National Cleanup Day dubbed Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy on Saturday, February 20. Acting Chief Medical Officer in the Ministry, Dr. Winston Delahaye, says Spanish Town in St. Catherine will be the community of focus for Saturday's activities, as it is a high Aedes aegypti index area. This means a high proportion of homes in the area have been found to have breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Health Minister Horace Daly says the National Cleanup Day is not a one-day effort, and although Spanish Town will be the focus of the activities, all hands must be on deck in a national approach to ridding homes of mosquito breeding sites. Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy is being organized in partnership with the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, and the Social Development Commission, SDC, among others. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health has entered a partnership with DRT Communications for the provision of global media monitoring services at no charge to track the Zika virus. The company's system facilitates full tracking of conversations happening across media platforms, such as radio, television, print, and online. Director of Communications and Public Relations in the Ministry, Stephanie Shaw-Smith, says the tracking services will enhance government's ability to provide clarification and correct information to the public in a timely manner.
We want to know what people are saying out there so that we can promptly address any inaccuracies that may come up. And it also helps us in terms of determining where the information gaps are, what segments of the population maybe need certain information, and we could seek to address that, because people are empowered when they have all the information available to them.
The Ministry of Health will receive daily reports of every mention of the Zika virus and related reports coming out of the World Health Organization, the Pan American Health Organization, and testing laboratories. Over 2,000 residents in St. Anne are benefiting from the upgrading of the Lime Hole Road. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott has officially opened the 2.2-kilometer roadway, repaired at a cost of $16 million. He says the development will assist surrounding communities in improving economic activities.
I hope you'll use this opportunity now to expand your economic activity. Farmers, you can put in your crops and you can get it to market very quickly. And so therefore, the government is pleased to be able to afford rural Jamaica roads like these to make the quality of your life much better.
The thoroughfare will provide residents with significant ease of travel between Limehole and St. Anne's Bay. The Limehole Road upgrade forms part of a national program geared at road improvement, especially in rural communities. Under the initiative, over 1,200 kilometers of roads have been upgraded in the past 5 years. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is urging stakeholders in the sugar industry to tap into the diversification opportunities in the Caricom market to sustain a competitive edge in the sector. Portfolio Minister Derek Kelly says new marketing strategies will play a key role in transforming the local industry.
Already we are seeing new marketing strategies in the sector with the packaging of sugar for the retail trade. This signals a step in the right direction to a more competitive trade. And our call as a government is that the entire sugar industry in Jamaica must now turn its marketing focus to Caricom, which consumes some 300,000 tons of refined sugar annually, but which has no refining capacity.
Minister Kelly is encouraging all key stakeholders to produce additional byproducts from sugarcane, such as rum and molasses, and generate renewable energy sources to sustain the sector. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.